Welcome to Labor Day 2009. Sister Gerda, we thank you for playing for us. And she was playing this song that we find in our white books, number 33, under the heading Meditation. O thou in whose presence my soul takes delight. Let's sing it together.
Presence, my soul takes delight.
There's another song that's been singing in my heart today, and I'd like to sing it with you tonight. All day, it kept coming back. In fact, when I hoped there was no one around, I went over there and I tried to play it and sing it. But it'll be better if you help me. It's in the hymn books. Number 337. 337. Let's sing this wonderful testimony together. Shall we stand as we sing?
Peace, peace, sweet.
To my heart.
Lord's gift. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, I praise you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. How can we say thank you, Lord? How could we ever thank you for your great goodness to us? Gracious God, as we stand before you to worship you this evening, how we thank you. We thank you for all that you are, Lord. You have shown us. You have shown us yourself, and what we have seen thus far, what we have tasted thus far, is so good to our souls, Lord. We thank you for all that you are and all that you mean to us, Lord. And for all that you have done for us, how gracious you are. We think of your many blessings. We think of you as our gracious God. The fair glories of your grace shine so brightly, Lord. Thank you for all that you have done, Lord. Thank you that you have loved us everlastingly. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, blessed be your holy name, your precious, mighty, matchless name. We worship you tonight, and we thank you that we can come before you. Thank you that you have ordained this time for us. Thank you, Lord, that this is your opportunity also to work in our hearts and in our midst. And we want to offer ourselves to you and acknowledge you and give you all of our hearts. All of our attention, affection, and adoration belongs to you, for you alone are worthy. And tonight we offer ourselves to you and pray that you will have your way during these days. We want to pray for those who are on their way. Lord, some are traveling tonight, coming up after work. We just pray that you'll protect them on the journey and bring them here safely in your blessing, Lord. We thank you for bringing us here, and we thank you that we can begin this time and know that you are right here, right now, and that your heart is open to us. And so we open wide to you as well. And thank you for the way that has been made into the holy presence of our holy God through our gracious Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord. Help us all to draw near with true hearts in full assurance of faith. For your great name's sake, we pray it for your glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's be seated. I have another song I want to do with you yet, okay? This one we have to distribute. We used it at the student event that we had here a couple weeks ago. And that's why some of the pages have a song on the other side. But I didn't have enough of them left over. I invited the kids to take them home, and some of them did. And some of you have these in your Bible because we keep using it, and that's because I like it so much. Oh, love of God, how strong and true.
Thank you. We thank you, dear Lord, for your presence here tonight. We thank you that you're so wonderful and that you're so full of mercy and love, Lord. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts that we can be here tonight and enjoy your presence and sit in your presence and hear your words to us. And we open up our hearts and we welcome you. We welcome you with all our hearts to do your work, body, soul, and spirit, in each one of our lives, Lord. We welcome you with all of our, with all the love we have. We welcome you, Lord. We know you're in our midst. That's your promise. And you want to do great things. You want to do inward miracles in each one of us. And so we open up our hearts wide for all that you want to do. Fill us more and more with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Let that Holy Spirit fill us, Lord. That's your promise. And you desire to do it. You desire to fill us to overflowing. That rivers of living water might flow from our innermost need. We believe you to do it. We thank you for it.
Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
King of glory.
Hallelujah. And would like to sing along, so we'll start with the second. Well, first we'll sing the chorus while you find the number.
More abundantly, more.
Favor, magnify the name, now our gracious Savior.
Hallelujah.
Open your heart to receive him.
In the hymn books, 447, those sheets that we distributed. Again, you're welcome to take them with you. If you already have one in your Bible from another time, then maybe leave it behind. That would be good. So I can have one to copy from. But anyway, 447 came to me as we were singing, "Oh, love of God, how strong and true." And this is what came to me. I heard a voice. It was a human voice. in my memory that said, so-and-so, I can't remember who said it, but it was here at camp in the last few days, and I hope that person is still here. So-and-so wants you to sing, "Isn't the Love of Jesus Something Wonderful?" in the meeting. And I said, "We'll do it." I hope that person is still here. A few people went home because I'm sorry, it slipped my mind. But here we are, it came back. That's how it works with me sometimes. 447, let's sing it and let's stand. Well, you know what? If you're here sometime, tell me. I'm the one that said that, or I'm the one that wanted it. That would be a blessing to me. Okay.
There will never be a sweeter story. Story of the Savior's love divine. Love that brought him from the realms of glory. Just to save a sinful soul like mine.
Tonight to have Brother Ed Luton with us here and his wife Barbara, and they don't know what I've been telling the people about them. We've been praying for them that the Lord would bring them to us safely, and I am so glad that they're here. And this is what I've been saying sometimes, at least, that they have been a great blessing to me in my life. Their example and the word that God gives to our brother has always blessed me. Or that was plural, wasn't it? They have always blessed me, both the word and the example. Every time. And so I'm really happy that they're here. I can't tell you how happy I am, so I'll just leave it at that. Every time our brother comes to us, he brings me a word, or us a word in our church that challenges us and inspires us, that bows our hearts before the Lord. And then his example has been a great blessing to me, especially in these years of ministry as I've come to know him. I think rather well, even though we're separated by many miles. He lives in South Africa. and has lived there most of his life. But he's come back and forth and has visited in our home and in the church. And I feel a little bit tonight like Cornelius. Do you remember how the Lord put it in his heart to send for Peter? I felt as though the Lord put it in my heart to send for Brother Luton. And I don't know if he had to go through what Peter had to go through before he said yes, but actually it didn't take him too long. He said, I'm going to hold that before the Lord, and I'll try to be back to you next week sometime. And he called on Monday. I think it was Monday. I said, wow, I didn't expect it that soon. I don't remember what day I called, but he looked to the Lord, and the Lord gave him the green light to come. And then remember what Cornelius said when they compared notes, actually, when Peter got to his house. Cornelius said, I sent for you, and you did well to come. Thou hast well done that thou art come. But now, therefore, are we all here present before God to hear all things that are commanded thee of God. And I've been thinking that way, for myself at least. I'm not commanding any of you, but I know that the Lord commands him. And I just pray that our hearts shall be open in these days to hear what the Spirit is seeking to say to us. Speak, Lord, in the stillness while I wait on thee. Hushed my heart to listen in expectancy. The words thou speakest, they are life indeed. Living bread from heaven, now my spirit feed. I'm thankful for the word of God, and I'm thankful for my dear brother. I really love him and his wife with all my heart. And this is very special to me. So come on. I'm not going to be able to say too much.
Thank you.